year 2026. Can you believe it? I don't know where time flies. When I was younger, I'm still young, but when I was younger, in my 20s, or when I was a teenager, I often heard people, older people, in their, I guess, 50s, 60s, 70s, always say, oh, time flies by so fast. And I didn't really know what that meant. But now I do. It's been only a little bit of time since we did the countdown and the beginning of the new year of 2025. As a matter of fact, year 2020, year 2000, Y2K. I remember all those memories of when we counted down and started a brand new year. Where did all that time go? And it's been, I don't even know how this new year has started, but we are here already third day of the brand new year. Seems like we're really hot. Give me a minute. Let me go and turn the AC on. I'll be right back. Yes, so I can't believe how all that time went, and it's already here. Do you believe that Jesus is coming soon?
Yes.
Yes, he's coming very soon. When do you think he'll be coming? Soon. Do you think he will come in the year 2024? 2026? See, my time is still bad. 2026. I don't know. I'm not trying to pick time because the Bible says only God knows the time. But I'm thinking he's going to come very soon. And I believe that this new year will be spirit-filled. Holy Spirit will lead us and prepare us for the soon coming of the Lord, and we'll be ready for his coming. Amen?
Amen.
That's what we want. Now, when Jesus left this earth, as the scripture reading Mila read, he had promised something. What did he promise? Gift of the Holy Spirit. That's what he had promised. And this is what he said. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. John 14, 16, and 17. This is the promise that Jesus gave us. So, he promised to give us the Holy Spirit. Then we can have the Holy Spirit. Now, after Jesus had gone up to heaven, did the disciples receive the gift of the Holy Spirit? Yes. Book of Acts talks all about it, how they have received the Holy Spirit. They even start speaking in tongues, and people got converted. The Christian church grew. Really know the story of the early church through that time. So, gift of the Holy Spirit was promised and now given to them. And the same promise is given to us as well. Are we sure? Are we not sure?
Yes.
How many of you have received a very nice gift in the past, say, a few weeks, a month? Have you received a nice gift? Like a Thanksgiving gift, or a Christmas gift, New Year's gift, whatever that may be, whatever the title was, did you receive something? Did you open it? Did you like your gift? Did you start using your gift? Yes, okay, good. When you receive a gift, you get excited. What is it? I want to know what's in it. And when you open it, you get either really excited, like, yes, I love the gift, or like, oh, thanks. You know what I mean? But yes, when you receive a gift, you get excited, and you can open it, and start using it, like own it and start using it. Yes, that's something that we can do as a gift receiver. Now, the promise that Jesus gave us was that he's going to give us the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Question. Because he has given the gift. The Bible says he has given it. Have you received it? Have you opened it? Have you owned it? Have you started using it? Wait, when you receive the Holy Spirit, what happens to a person who receives the Holy Spirit? Are you seeing the results of the Holy Spirit dwelling in a person? In your family, in your life, in our church? Okay, here. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Ezekiel 36, 26 and 27. What will be the result if you receive the Holy Spirit? It says, I will give you a new heart. I'll remove from you your heart of what?
Stone.
Stone. And give you a heart of flesh. If you touch a stone, a rock, and a flesh, a rock feels hard. Whereas in flesh, if you touch a baby skin or flesh, then it feels soft, squish, and squishy, and then warm, right? That's how it feels. If you have a heart of stone, that when people touch your heart or feel your heart, they go like, I don't know about you. I don't know if I want to be your friend. You feel so cold. You feel so hard, harsh, mean. That's the kind of heart that we may have, a sinful heart. But if you receive the Holy Spirit, God is going to surgically, spiritually remove the heart of stone and give us a brand new heart that is fresh, warm, and soft. Are we experiencing this? That's the gift of the Holy Spirit. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Acts 1:8. Now, what is the gift of the Holy Spirit? When you receive the Spirit, what's going to happen? You'll receive power, and you'll be my witnesses. Where? Jerusalem, which is locally to that area, and Judea, which is a nearby country, Samaria, to their enemies, people that they think to their enemies, and then to the ends of the earth. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Now, have we seen this happening in us, in our church? Have we been witnessing in Jerusalem? Have we been witnessing in here in San Diego? Awe. When was the last time you went and talked to someone who needed help? Or talked to someone about Jesus? Someone who doesn't know Jesus. When was the last time you've done that? When was the last time you went to help somebody in the neighboring city or neighboring country? Yes, our church does mission trips like twice a year, and we go and help. That's great. And we also help homeless people. But have you personally done something? Because when the Holy Spirit comes, it says it will give you power, the dynamite power. The word power in Greek is dunamis, right? Which means dynamite. So you will have this explosive power that you can't contain in yourself. You can't help yourself but to go and share. But have we experienced this power in us? That you cannot stand still, but you have to go and talk to somebody about Jesus. You know, my friend, I experienced something. I have to share this with you. That's the kind of power that the Holy Spirit can give us. But have we received the Holy Spirit? John 16:13. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the Can we sometimes wonder about what the truth really is? When you study the Bible, do you understand everything? We wish to understand everything, but sometimes we may wonder, what does this verse really mean? What did that mean when Jesus said this? But when we pray, when the Holy Spirit teaches us what it meant when he taught or inspired the scripture writers to write that, he can teach us the true meaning and the application to us that applies to our lives today. So when we study, every time we open up the Bible, we need to pray for the Holy Spirit to teach us and to guide us, because that's what's promised. John 14:26. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send you in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything that I have said to you. How many times do you do the study? How many times do you come to church and listen to a sermon and you are blessed? Amen, Pastor? That's great. And then you go home and you forget all about it. You study the Bible, you read the Bible, you memorize scripture, and then the next week you go and you want to talk to someone. You know what? Last week I read something, it was so powerful. I want to share that with you. What was it about? Where was the scripture? I remember it was something, maybe in the New Testament. The Holy Spirit says, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will teach you everything, and what was the next word? And will remind you of everything that I have said to you. Whatever the Bible has taught, the Holy Spirit can remind us. So when the time comes that you need to witness someone that you have studied, that you have learned, that you have heard in the sermon or on the radio or on podcast somewhere, the Holy Spirit can remind you to share that in that precise moment. But if you don't put it in there, the word remind means something that you have acquired already. Holy Spirit will not force something into you. He can teach you many things, but the promise here is that he'll remind you of whatever I have said to you. So we have to study. We have to read the Bible and understand so that the Holy Spirit can teach us. We have to memorize the scripture, understand, and study. John 3:5, Jesus answered, "Verily, truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. So gift of the Spirit here in this context is what? The? What can you receive if you receive the Holy Spirit here? The kingdom, the eternal life. Do you want to receive the eternal life? Yes. Amen. Then what do we need to have? First, we need to be born of the water, and then the
Spirit.
I know many of us are baptized here, but that is the first step only. The second step is to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And that's not something that you receive once and forget about it. Yes, I was baptized by the Holy Spirit back in 1995. Or 2016. No, that's something that we need to experience all the time, every day. When was the last time you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Immersion of the Holy Spirit and falling of the Holy Spirit in your heart, in your mind, and in your soul. Romans 8:26. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groanings. Wordless groans. So the promise is that when the Holy Spirit comes, and when we don't know what to pray for, we want to pray. Our hearts are broken, but we don't know what to say. Or we are so ashamed, we don't even know how to pray. We just kneel before God and say, "God, I'm so lost. Help me." You can't even say it. You just go and just say, "Jesus, God." You just sit there. You can't even pray. Who prays for you? The Holy Spirit intercedes for us through the wordless So the Holy Spirit will pray for us, intercede for us when we cannot pray. And that's the gift of the Holy Spirit. Do you want this Holy Spirit to pray for you? Yes. That's what the Holy Spirit can do. There are so many things. These are just a few that I picked for today. But yes, the Holy Spirit can help us. You know what? The Holy Spirit, yes, this is amazing. The gift package is just so great. What's the promise is that if you then, a little small here, let me read from here. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Now here, if you listen to this verse closely, it says, if you, being a parent, know how to give good gifts to your children. Parents, do you love your children?
Yes.
I know sometimes we want to just kill them, right? Like, argh. You get frustrated. But overall, we love our children. Yes, I'm a parent too. We love our children despite all that's happening in our lives and despite our own shortcoming. We love our children. But God says, I am your Father, your Heavenly Father. And how much more will He be happy and gladly give you the Holy Spirit if you do what? If you ask. That's something that we need to do, if you ask. Have you asked God the Father for the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
When was the last time you have asked Him? Specifically for the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit to give you eternal life. For the Holy Spirit to give you the fruits of the Spirit. To give you, to teach you, to give you freedom. And to be God's witness to the ends of the world, the ends of the earth. How many times have you asked that? How many times have you asked God for that specific gift? What do you see in the picture?
Sad.
So, JJ came home for the break. He was here for 2.5 weeks. He left yesterday to go back home because he wanted to stay on Sunday until Sunday because school starts on Monday. But the plane tickets were like so much more expensive. So it didn't make sense to pay hundreds of more dollars to stay like another day or two. So he ended up leaving Friday. Now, when he came back home, Jasmine went to the market and she bought a whole bunch of things. And she came home and she cooked all day. And cooked the next day, half day.
Where is she?
And she made this.
For her son.
Oh! Now, this is a picture that I took from the internet. This is not the exact suitcase. But I mean, the suitcase that JJ took looks better than this. She packed the suitcase with a whole bunch of things. Not the things that just you can buy from Walmart and Costco. Yeah, some of those too. But she made homemade food, and she packed them, froze them, and put them in the fridge. And then she packed all those and put them in the suitcase. JJ's suitcase was like, I have to bring a scale out. Like, I don't want this to go overweight and the extra are not taken. So I had to measure it, and there was no room. So she packed everything. Now, I know Jasmine likes to cook and likes to feed people and whatnot, but she spent like almost 2 days making food specifically for JJ. So he could take the food and go back to his dorm room and eat that food when the cat food is so bad, or when he sleeps late and then doesn't have time to go to the camp, or whatever. A mom will do that. I don't know if she will continue to do that like next year, or 2 years later, or 3 years later, but at least for now, she has done that. So you can tell mother's love or parents' love is just so great. I can just hear that. I'm sure all the parents here would do something similar to the same. And I felt that. My mom didn't do that to me. Maybe because I wasn't that God is willing to do so much. He has given us the gift. Here is the quote that I want to share. The promise of the Holy Spirit is not limited to any age or to any race. Christ declared that the divine influence of His Spirit was to be with His followers unto the end. It's not just the time of the early church or to that immediate disciples, but it's to the end also. From the day of Pentecost to the present time, it says what? To the
present
time, the Comforter has been sent to all who have yielded themselves fully to the Lord and to His service, to all who have accepted Christ as a personal Savior. The Holy Spirit has come as a counselor, sanctifier, guide, and witness. So this quote basically is saying that the Holy Spirit has been promised to us, to the disciples immediately, yes, and they have received the power, and you can see the effect of the power, and that same promise is to give, was given to us in the present day as well. This quote was from the Acts of the Apostles, page 49, paragraph 2. So yes, the promise is for us as well. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Amen. And what are we doing? We need to pray for this. We need to ask. All we have to do is ask. When we ask, God has already given us the gift. So have we received the gift? Have we opened up the package? Have we started using it? Have you experienced the power of the Holy Spirit? Then what's happening right now in our church? I think we need to be serious about opening up this gift and claim it. Own the gift. A lot of times we receive the gift, especially during the white elephant gift exchange. Oh, thank you, this is great. And then where does that gift go to? Your closet, your garage, until the next white elephant. Oh, should I pack that and bring it back? We don't
tell
it.
Secrets, Pastor.
We don't use it. It's just there. Yeah, I received it. I opened it, but I don't use it. Same thing. Maybe the same thing is happening to us. We have the Holy Spirit. We have tasted a little bit of the Holy Spirit. Yes, when I prayed, that was powerful. God answered my prayer. And my heart was burning. Yes, it was great. But is it still burning? Are we still using the Holy Spirit? Are we still experiencing the power of the Holy Spirit? Or have we lost it? It's in the closet somewhere. Next one. If all were willing, all would be filled with the Spirit. Wherever the need of the Holy Spirit is, a matter little thought of, there is seen spiritual drought, spiritual darkness, spiritual declension, and death. Are we seeing these things? Spiritual drought, spiritual darkness, and spiritual declension, and death. Are we seeing this? That's the proof that the Holy Spirit is not little off. That's what's happening. That's what's happening here. Since this is the means by which we are to receive the power, why do we not hunger and thirst for the gift of the Spirit? Why do we not talk of it, pray for it, and preach concerning it? Same book. Acts of the Apostles, page 15, paragraph 1 and paragraph 2. So friends, why are we not asking for it? Why are we not talking about this? Why are we not preaching about this? That's something that we need to do. And I believe this is something that we need to start doing. If we haven't done so, we need to start doing this in this brand new year. Starting with the 10 days of prayer. And it says, the upper room where 120 disciples gathered together, when they prayed, when they confessed their sins, when they fellowshiped, what happened, as you can see in the picture? The Holy Spirit felt. There was a mighty wind, and the Holy Spirit was felt upon each person. It looked like the split tongue resting upon each person. And how many people were with that room? Well, 120 people. Now, how many people are sitting in this room right now? I don't know, I'm guessing somewhere there. Maybe 100, 120. Usually our attendance is somewhere there between 80 to 120 each week. Yeah, we can imagine the upper room was like this. People gather on that day and they're praying earnestly for the Holy Spirit to fall. And when they did, the promised Holy Spirit fell on each one of them. Can we experience the same thing today, my friends?
Yeah.
Yes. It's just like us right here. In one room, gathered, we are praying, we are talking about the Holy Spirit. We talked about the promised gift that Jesus had promised before he went up to heaven. Yes, it's been 2,000 years, but the Word of God is sure, and the Word of God never changes. And the same promise is given to us. If we ask, God has already given. We just need to claim it, receive it, experience it, taste it, and live it. Friends, do you want to experience this power of the Holy Spirit? Yes. That's something that we need to do. Prayer is the birthplace of revival. Just like my sermon title says. Prayer is the birthplace of revival. If you want to experience revival, what do we need to do first? We need to pray. We need to pray for the Holy Spirit. That's what we need to do. Samuel Chadwick, a pastor in the Methodist Church from 100 years ago, said this: the one concern of the devil is to keep Christians from praying. He fears nothing from prayerless studies, prayerless work, and a prayerless religion. He laughs at our toil, mocks at our wisdom, but trembles when we pray.
Amen.
So Satan is not scared when we gather to have worship. Satan is not afraid when we open up the Bible and start reading. But if we don't receive the Holy Spirit, if we don't really pray, he's not scared. Go ahead. Go to church. It will be like a social club. You just go and have fun. You meet your friends and chat. You talk about anything that you want to talk about. So he's not afraid. But he trembles when we pray for the Holy Spirit. Because now he's not fighting against us, but he's fighting against the Holy Spirit. He knows that, and he's afraid. So something that we need to do to armor ourselves, to arm ourselves to fight against Satan in this new year is to pray. Friends, do you want to pray for the Holy Spirit? Do you want to experience the power of the Holy Spirit this new year?
Amen.
Yes. Let us do that. Let us pray for the Holy Spirit to fall and change us as we have talked about earlier in those Bible verses. So 10 days of prayer. Starting from when?
Saturday.
This coming Wednesday, January 7th until January 17th. For 10 days, the whole world church is praying. You can scan the QR code there, or you can just simply go to 10 days of prayer and sign up. When you sign up, it will give you reminders. It will also send you testimonies of other people from all around the world. Why don't you join this group of prayer? Join this movement of praying. The General Conference has set this up. The whole world church is praying. Let us pray and start the year right with this. You can scan it. You can go to the website. Sign up. And set up a time each day to read the material from there and spend time in prayer. Because we really need the Holy Spirit to change our lives, to boost us, to give us power, to prepare us for the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let us do that together so that we, our church, experience the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father God in heaven, we thank you for the promise of the Holy Spirit. You have given us the limitless power of the Holy Spirit. You already have given the gift to us. But Lord, have we accepted it? Have we opened it? Have we received it? using or experiencing the power of the Holy Spirit. If we have done so in the past, and if we are neglecting it now, we pray that you would help us, that give us the heart to yearn for the Holy Spirit to change us, Lord. Help us to kneel and pray. Help us to feel the need. If we are so hungry, so thirsty that we have lost any power to do anything about our wretchedness, state, our pitiful state, Lord, please do a CPR in our soul so that we can be revived. Lord, we need to be revived. We want to see the revival in our church, but we want to see the revival in our family and see the revival in our personal soul. Lord, please change us. Send us your Holy Spirit. Give us the heart to pray. Because when we open up our heart to pray, we know that the Holy Spirit can change us. Take us the stony heart and give us the heart of flesh. Lord, we are asking for that soft and new heart to change and fill our soul so that we can be changed. Lord, help us to start this brand new year right with this 10 days of prayer. And may the prayer fill our heart that changes our family, changes our children, changes our couples, changes our dynamics, relationship dynamics, and changes our church leaders, changes our elders and deacons and department leaders and everyone in our church, and changes our pastors, changes our Christianity. Lord, we want to be ready for your soon coming. Fill our hearts. Fill this church, fill our family groups with your Holy Spirit. This we pray.